You guys move on quickly, of course, of the short week to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know about Ben Roethlisberger, and we know they got a pretty good trifecta there on offense. What do you see?
Hey, you know, you got a lot of good weapons, a lot of veterans, and it's going to be a challenge, always.
The defense, though, you looked like you hadn't missed a beat from those first nine games last year. Was that what you expected?
Oh, no. There's definitely a lot of things we need to clean up still. You know, it was the first game. You have little mistakes from the first game, but looking forward to watching this film and game planning for the next one, and excited for this challenge coming up.
Is this defense better than last year?
We've only played one game this year. You know, we got the win. We did pretty good, but we got to continue on.
How about all the UCLA guys here? How'd that happen?
We played good in college, I guess. You know, they liked what they saw in college, but definitely a lot of UCLA guys feel pretty at home here.
Did you have winning years at UCLA when you were there?
Yeah, you know, we did. We had a couple good years at UCLA. It's on to the NFL now.
What makes Roethlisberger so good, Eric? I mean, is it his ability just to step up in the pocket, kind of slide step?
You know, his knowledge of the game, you know, his ability to break tackles and create the play downfield after that, a little bit of everything. I've seen him, you know, since I was a kid, battle through games, battle through injury, just a good quarterback.
Any doubt you guys were going to stop Peterson going into the game, knew him like a book?
You know, we just game plan for their offense, and everything played out well. You know, we talked good amongst defense, and was with us moving on to the Pittsburgh.
Got a young linebacker from Michigan playing. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He did good last game as well. He's communicating well, and he's excited to be out there.
What does Le'Veon Bell pose as a problem for you as that dual threat guy who can run and receive?
A little bit of everything, you know. He has great patience behind his offensive line, and he's confident in what he does. He puts that foot in the ground, gets vertical. Not much he can't do, but I'm excited to play against him. You know, I want to play against the best. We all do, and he's one of the best.
When he scored all those early points, how did he take the pressure off of the defense, right?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's always good when the offense is scoring. Can't complain, but they put their butts off last game.
Defending a guy like Le'Veon, obviously schematically you guys will work on stuff, but personally, I mean, when you are in a slot where you're lined up against him or you're facing him in the open field, what do you have to focus on there?
Your keys, you know, whatever coverage you're playing on, what side of leverage you got, what help you got, you know, knowing where your teammates are and what your job is, and you just playing to the best of your ability.
You faced a tough quarterback this week. You looking forward to that game with Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. You know, growing up, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch, so I can't wait to play against him.